And now, although in a completely different mode, I'm staying with Advent because, as I did mention earlier, it's the time we think about buying gifts for our friends and our family. So why not give an ethical gift this year? Like a trip to the dentist, a cow, or a night in a malnutrition ward for someone who needs the help. These are clearly virtual gifts I'm talking about, and according to Daniel Charles, head of Present Aid, despite the global economic crisis, more and more people, it seems, are shunning socks and soap on a rope in favour of virtual gifts to help people in the developing world. But first of all, I asked Daniel, what exactly is Present Aid?
Present Aid is a gift catalogue from Christian Aid, which is an alternative type of gift catalogue. So we have things like ducks, and we have cows, tube wells, saplings, lots of different types of gifts you can buy that aren't normal gifts, but they're gifts that are there to help people in the developing world. Now, all of our gifts are examples of the work we do, and the price reflects that actual item. But the money doesn't necessarily buy those items. We have a fund, so that if you buy something like pigs for someone, it actually goes to an agriculture and livestock fund, and that's done just to ensure that we can spend the money, because we don't want lots of pigs left over where we can't spend the money and the money's in a bank account, because we've fulfilled all our projects that use pigs. So that's what it is. It's an alternative way of giving to charity, but it's also producing a gift for someone, for a loved one or a friend who you think would like this type of giving. And so when you buy an item, like the pigs again, if you choose that, you send in your order to Christian Aid, and we send back a card to you, and that card explains the case study that's in the catalogue about how the pigs help someone in the developing world, and in that instance it's Nicaragua. So that's what it is. It's really just a great way of giving an alternative, meaningful gift at Christmas or any other time of the year.
I was reading your press release and it's very encouraging. You actually say that charity is booming despite the crunch. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we've certainly found that we've had quite a surprising increase in the amount of people who have been purchasing gifts this year. With the credit crunch, we weren't sure how this would affect sales or donations to Present Aid. But we think it's partly down to the fact that people are looking for gifts that have a bit more meaning, because money's tight for individuals. They're thinking, well, I don't want to just buy something that someone's going to already have or just doesn't need. I really want my money to be useful, what I spend my money on to be useful. So therefore, we feel that people are looking at Present Aid type of gifts because they realise that, actually, I can buy someone a pair of socks, but it'll just go to the back of the drawer, or I can buy them something that goes to the back of the cupboard, whereas this they'll get, they'll think it's a great gift, and actually it'll be more useful than anything else I could get them. And it just makes people resonate a bit, I think, with those in the developing world. As things get tighter here, you become less internal, I think, and you start to see how much more your money can do. Even if it's only £20 or £15, it can do so much more than just buy a couple of pairs of socks or some boxes of chocolate.
I looked through your catalogue. Actually, I was so struck by it, I bought a gift. And I was struck not only by the pigs and water gifts, but also by the dancing classes, for example.
Yeah. The
pair of glasses and reading classes. What are the most popular gifts that you find people go for?
Well, a lot of the time it is the animal type of gifts. We've found that the goats have been very popular in the past, and the ducks. But we also find that if something's quite newsworthy, so last year we had a disaster survival kit in there, which is in there again this year. But because it's for helping people in Bangladesh when there's floods, we found because that was happening last year, that became the most popular gift, because obviously it resonated with the work that was happening in that country at the time. But generally, we do find it's the animals, the more fun gifts, the things that people on Christmas Day can give to one another. And there's a serious message there, but it's also kind of quite fun as well. So it doesn't become too worthy a gift or message to people.
Now, you yourself said it's getting tighter here for us. That means it's getting tighter the world around, especially for the extremely poor. In fact, the World Bank estimated that as a result of this economic crisis, the number of poor has increased by 100 million. Is this a way of I don't know, reaching out to these people?
It definitely is. I think it does make a link for people because they can see the type of work we do. It's not just can you give money to help people in Africa or in Bangladesh or other countries in the developing world. It shows the type of work that goes on and the varied ways that people are helped, because it's not just about putting food in people's hands. It's about teaching them how to farm, how to create food for themselves so they have a sustainable life.
You did mention a £15 or £20 gift, but what is the price range we're talking about?
We have everything from a basketball at £8 to our rather more expensive items, which we have treatment for two children in a malnutrition ward in Guatemala, which is £860. And there's different prices throughout. So as I say, the £860 is the most. Then we've got £8 is the cheapest, but then we've got lots of items at around £25 or £40 or £50. So we try and ensure we've got something for everyone's pocket.
So no excuses there.
No.
Now, finally, I think one interesting statistic I read, and that I don't know if you want to comment on, is that the British women appear to be more charitable than their male counterparts.
It definitely seems true. We do find that more women buy through Present Aid, and also that they generally give to charities more than the British male counterpart. I'm not sure with something like Present Aid if it's just because women do a lot more of the shopping, they put a lot more thought into what they do, and men just go out and make one big purchase, make a big gesture, and so there's a bit less thought, it's more looked at the price. I don't know if that's the reason or not. It's a difficult one to comment on, but I think it is that women actually do stop and have a little bit more thought about the gifts that they're going to buy for their friends and family.
I agree with you there, actually. Now, I understand there's a deadline date for giving Christmas gifts through Present Aid.
Well, we do have a date where we say we'll ensure that your card gets to you, which is to ensure that we've got your order by the 15th of December. Now, you can order online at presentaid.org, and there's also a phone number, which is 0845 330 500. But you can order after that deadline. We just don't want to say that you'll definitely get the card in time for Christmas if you do order beyond that date, but we'll still dispatch and try and get it to you as soon as possible.
Right, and orders can be made from anywhere in Europe and around the world?
Yep, our website would take orders from anywhere. We have had orders from as far away as Australia. We've had them from Spain. So we do deliver everywhere.
Daniel,
yes?
One last thing. Is there anything you'd like to say to Vatican Radio listeners?
Well, I'd like to wish everyone a happy Christmas. And I'd really like them to consider buying a gift from Present Aid, because, as I've said throughout the interview, it does so much good in the developing world. And it's a gift that gives twice, really. So I'd like everyone to consider Present Aid anyway, and again, wish you all a happy Christmas.